morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Last week, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, which President Lyndon Johnson signed into law on August 6, 1965. We thought it would be nice to revisit a conversation I had last January with Judge Robert Bell and the historian Gene Baker. Voting is, of course, the fundamental right of citizens and the essential ingredient of a democracy. Judge Bell and Dr. Baker talked about the role that citizenship plays in preserving freedom in America. We spoke in advance of a panel they were serving on in January at the Benjamin Banneker Historical Park and Museum. Judge Robert M. Bell is the former chief judge of the Maryland Court of Appeals. He served in that position from 1996 until 2013, culminating a nearly 40-year career on the bench. Dr. Gene Baker is an historian and the author of many books on 19th-century American history. She taught at Goucher College for many years on their Towson campus, and she continues to teach in Goucher's prison education program. So, Your Honor, let me start with you. In your personal experience, your incredible life and career, you were 16 years old. You and some fellow students sat down at a place called Hooper's Restaurant, asked to be served lunch. You were refused. This is in 1960. Mm-hmm. You were convicted of a crime. That case went all the way up to the Supreme Court, where you were exonerated. Mm-hmm. 9 years later, a year after Dr. King was assassinated, you graduated from Harvard Law School and began your legal career. What does citizenship mean to you?
Well, it means the life of the nation itself, because without people being able to understand the interrelationship between the branches of government themselves, then we're not likely to have any semblance of good government, or at least we're not going to have government to the extent that we're going to be able to feel comfortable that the decisions that are being made in the public interest.
And Dr. Baker, what do you think the basic tenets of good citizenship are?
Well, certainly voting. Certainly following the rules of the nation. And I would also include supporting the ideals of America. It does seem to me that we've had an erosion of some of the characteristics that are important for citizenship. People don't vote anymore. People don't read newspapers anymore. And it may be old-fashioned to try to look to a previous era for some kinds of rejuvenation of citizenship, but the kinds of things that we can do to improve citizenship remain beyond my comprehension.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Judge, just yesterday, the state of Arizona, which ironically was the last state to recognize the Dr. King holiday, they did about 6 years later than anybody else, but they were the first state to pass a law that requires high school seniors to pass a civics test as a condition of graduation.
I applaud it.
Is citizenship something that can be taught? Because it used to be taught all the time.
Of course it can be taught. And in fact, I think we ought to spend a good deal more time trying to teach it now because, as Dr. Baker said, we don't read. We listen to our politicians who tell us what the relationship between themselves and ourselves and the society is, and they accept it without realizing that in many instances it's not true. I think that we ought to have, as we did when I was in school, classes on citizenship, so we understand how the local government works, how the state government works, and how the federal government works, and how they interrelate with each other, and more importantly, what our role is in that system, what our responsibilities are, not only what we get from it, but what we owe to it. And if we had that, I think we'd be in much better shape than we are today.
Yeah, it's been since the 1950s and 1960s, Gene Baker, that citizenship was actually taught. I studied it in school as an elementary school kid. The three of us did, you know. But I wonder, as a historian of the 19th century in particular, has there been an evolving, changing notion of what citizenship means between the 19th, the 20th, and now the 21st centuries?
I think I can go back even farther to the colonial period, where the idea of a good citizen was one who supported the founding fathers. Very few people could vote, but nonetheless, you supported what came down from the hierarchy. And then in the 19th century, we have a really engaged electorate. They prayed. They dressed up in costumes. Mm-hmm. The turnouts were 70%. 60%, I think, the year that Abraham Lincoln was elected. But guess what? Half the population couldn't vote. Right. And so, as Judge Bell knows better than I, the 14th Amendment was really the first time that we had this national definition of what citizenship was. And it was a status. All persons born and naturalized in the United States. But guess what? For women, that did not include voting. Mm-hmm. So citizenship it's a very ephemeral kind of thing, and it changes over time. And if you suggest by the time we get to the 20th century, we have classes. I would date them, by the way, from the 1920s, when women finally get the vote. I think some Americans think, hey, we better teach these women what it is that they're to do as citizens. And now we have only the state of Arizona, apparently, going to have citizenship.
Because most of those classes ended about in the 1960s, interestingly, at a time in our country, Judge, when there was amazing participation in the political process. Dr. King is, you know, a great exemplar of that. I mean, let's talk about voting. Mm-hmm. From your position, you know, as a scholar of the law and as a judge for so many years, as Gene Baker suggests, I mean, in 2008, when President Obama was elected for the first time, 5 million more voters voted that year than in the previous presidential election, but it was still about only just under 62%. Right. In 2014, here we have the 50th anniversary of Freedom Summer, ironically, 36.4% of eligible voters voted in the United States of America. From your position, how do you explain that? Is that part of, is that a consequence of the paucity of civics education?
Oh, I think it's part of that, but I think it also has to do with some expectations that have not been met. And folk will respond to that by inactivity, not realizing that the inactivity really exacerbates the problem. It's also, I think, has to do to some extent with the efforts on the part of some to reduce the ability of certain members of the electorate to vote. And people buy into it because they don't really understand, I think, to some extent, the full extent of the power that they have should they exercise that right.
Judge Robert M. Bell is the former chief judge on the Maryland Court of Appeals. Gene Baker is an historian on the faculty of Goucher College. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. We're talking about citizenship and its relationship to preserving freedom in an American democracy. So, Gene Baker, is the unique nature of this American experiment, this democracy we have, where the individual is celebrated and elevated in so many ways. Is there a natural tension then between individual rights and the rights and the responsibilities of the citizenry as a whole?
Yeah. I think some political scientists would argue that we now have a new kind of citizenship. It's based on individuals who monitor their rights. They become interested in community issues when there's something in their individual lives that is either attacked or challenged. But Tom Hall and Judge Bell, you know, we live in this society that is a me society. Mm-hmm. I remember being in a bookstore and seeing, I think this is a about 10 years ago, a magazine, and the title was Me. I was astonished. And we don't have any us now. So what we have are individuals who are citizens in terms of that status and who really project their interests into the public domain by focusing on whatever it is, gun rights, etc.
Well, that's right. You know, it's interesting. That's because they don't understand the totality, or don't choose to understand the totality of what it means to be a citizen. You can cherry pick all you want, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, we're all in this thing together, and those decisions that we make must benefit us all, at least to some extent, otherwise we're going to have a failed society. And those folk are following the lead, I'm afraid, of a number of our politicians who choose to cherry pick the issues and present them to a certain base. And that base is what reacts.
Yeah, and so one could make the argument then that this political polarity that mm-hmm. we've had, this bifurcation of views and, you know, the good guys and the bad guys and everybody divided into these camps, that's really gnawing away at the very heart of citizenship itself.
I think that's right. I think that's right. And what I think I find most discouraging is that people are not calling it the way it is. When you have some of these issues that come up, and you have this side saying A and this side saying B, nobody ever says, wait a minute, that's antithetical to the public good. That piece of it is missing. And it's missing, I suspect, because neither side wants to cede to the other side an interest in the general public.
I'm Tom Hall on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. We're listening to a conversation I had last January with Judge Robert Bell, the former chief judge on the Maryland Court of Appeals, and Dr. Gene Baker from Goucher College. We spoke about the pervasive influence of money in American politics and how that money is concentrated in the hands of very few people. In the 2012 election, almost three-quarters of the PAC money raised by candidates from both parties came from only about 100 people. I asked Judge Bell if the kind of political movement led by Dr. King in the 1960s has been replaced in our time by money.
Well, I guess the easy answer to it is yes. You're absolutely right. The public's involvement is in many ways manufactured, basically, because the money generates a lot of the activity. I'd like to see us go back to the day when we had students, preachers, ordinary people being engaged because they felt strongly about an issue. I'd like to see that day come back. And part of it, I guess, you're beginning to see some of it with the protests in regard to Garner and Ferguson and those sorts of things. That's a good sign from my perspective, because it shows that these people are engaged in some issue that really has some public interest in it.
In 1816, about 40 years into the nation-American experiment, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be." We've been listening to a conversation about citizenship recorded earlier this year with Judge Robert Bell and the historian Gene Baker. Judge Bell was the chief judge on the Maryland Court of Appeals from 1996 until 2013. Gene Baker is an historian and the author of many books about 19th century American history. They appeared together on a panel entitled "The Role of Citizenship in Preserving American Freedom." It was held at the Benjamin Banneker Historical Park and Museum in Catonsville on January 7th. We first broadcast this conversation the day before. We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.